This is Michael Johnson, and we're here on a Seagate podcast, and we're here at the Seagate headquarters in Scotts Valley. We're here with Rob Pate, who is the marketing director for Global Consumer Electronics and the Hard Drive Division. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's a new day for media in many ways. There's lots of different things happening. And I think the particular question that I had is, why is a hard drive suited for some of the new mobile technologies? I think when most people think about hard drive, they think about that big box that might sit on their desk, or they might think about what's directly inside their computer. Why is that now the hard drive, which I think, you know, we have to define now in different ways? Why is that good for mobile?
That's a great question, Michael. I think you have to start with what's happening in the entertainment business. It used to be, back when I was growing up anyway, and I'm about to reveal my age indirectly here, the television was available on three channels, and you watched what the television network basically scheduled for you to watch at that particular time on any given night. Today, it's a whole new world. People are able to access television shows virtually anywhere in the world, watch them whenever they want to watch them, on many different devices. People have really grown accustomed to having their entertainment being delivered on demand, when they want, where they want, on the device they want. And the fact is that digital media, music, television shows, movies, even personal photos and personal videos, all require a lot of storage capacity. So the faster we can make large capacity drives in small enough sizes to go into mobile devices, the faster we think people will be able to enjoy the benefits of being able to be entertained whenever they want.
Now, a lot of people, I think, have perhaps not been totally aware of how omnipresent Seagate really is. Now, I know, just having dealt with computers and paid, you know, was it $1,100 for my 2-gig drive many years ago?
Well, you're showing your age now.
I know. And I think I'm still paying for it, actually. It's really, really changed a lot. I mean, the Barracuda drives, all of those drives are everywhere. And I think that people really weren't aware of how ubiquitous hard drives are. They were then, but now even more so now that they've shrunk.
That's right. They're in devices that people bring with them on a daily basis. And as soon as hard drives really became part of the entertainment landscape, they got out of the realm of simply storing spreadsheets and emails and presentations and things like that, and quickly moved into the realm of actually storing people's memories, storing things that people want to see. I mean, I work for Seagate, and we have our share of spreadsheets here, but I've never seen one I really wanted to see, like I want to see.
Not one you want to pass on to your kids.
That's right. That's right. The photos, video, movies, TV shows, things like that, those are all things that I definitely do want to see. And that makes storage a lot more critical for people's lifestyles today.
It seems that now that, you know, we're sort of undergoing this real paradigm shift. I mean, it's, you know, I guess you could mark, you know, if you want to mark the turn of the century as the time when some of that really started to pick up speed. It's really a new day for hard drives. And I know you've got some new form factors that are coming up that are really going to kind of change the way I think people maybe they not see the hard drives, because these are really embedded in everyday technology now. Can you talk about some of the new form factors for the hard drives?
Sure. One of the things that we're actually going to be showing at CES for the first time publicly is our new 1.8-inch hard drive. We call it a 1.8-inch drive because the diameter of the platter where the data is actually stored inside the drive is 1.8 inches. This is a drive that is a little bit smaller than a credit card, and it winds up being about 5 millimeters thick. We can put 60 gigabytes of data on this particular drive, and it's going to go into a wide variety of applications. We have a number of companies interested in putting it into music players and portable video players. But we also have companies interested in installing the drive into digital video cameras and having the hard drive replace videotape as the storage medium for shooting videos. GPS system companies have been interested in this drive as well for storing really complex, really rich images. The whole GPS navigation system market is moving toward really immersive 3D experiences where the graphics are a lot cooler, the directions are a lot cleaner, and you have a lot more shortcuts, what we call points of interest in the navigation system to get to where you're going. So this is a drive that has a lot of different applications for a lot of gadgets that we just carry around with us in our pockets or our briefcases.
Now, with that mobility comes the idea of shock, and I guess that there's also got to be data transfer that's got to survive that shock as well. How's that working with such a small form factor? I mean, these obviously aren't being put together by people.
That's right. That's right. We were just talking about how all of our factories now are completely automated. Robots make our hard drives now. It's amazing to see if you go to our factories in China, in Malaysia, in Singapore, even our test lines that we have at our design centers here in the United States, you'll see a lot of automation and a lot of robots that make these drives to tolerances that are literally atomic tolerances. The human hands can't do this. And that's because, you know, the reliability is so crucial now. You know, you don't want your portable video device to go down, right? Because, you know, you're not just looking at a spreadsheet or watching your email now. You're watching a video. You're being entertained.
You're looking at your life.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that makes the reliability of the drive a lot more critical. We have actually put on this drive a mechanism that protects it against the pitfalls that happen when a technology device is out there in the wild, right? I mean, we've all taken our music player, or MP3 player, or a mobile phone, whatever it is, and we've dropped it. And we've built this device, this particular hard drive, so that it understands when it's being dropped. And it can actually move the read-write heads that normally fly over the platter of the drive. It moves them off of the surface of that platter so that if you were to drop your device, the hard drive is not impervious to what happens there, but it really minimizes the chance of damage happening to the hard drive. Just one of the ways we've kind of made this drive really intelligent. We've tried to really evolve the hard drive with this particular 1.8-inch model.
This is not the hard drive of yesterday. This is really a whole new day for hard drives.
That's right, and it's not just in terms of the amount of capacity we can put on a hard drive. We have technology inside of the drive now that senses, for example, how warm or how cold of an environment it's operating in, how much of an altitude it's operating at, and to be able to adjust its performance accordingly so that the drive, the read-write heads on the drive actually skim over the surface of the platter at the correct height, no matter what temperature, no matter what altitude, no matter what air pressure it's under. We have technology built into the drive that senses when the drive's in a free fall and moves the read-write heads off of the surface of the platter in the drive to minimize the chance of data being impacted when you accidentally drop your data device, whether it's a phone or whatever. We have technology inside the drive now that senses when the drive's moving around a bit, such as when it's vibrating inside of a car, or whether it's being kind of moved around when it's attached to the arm of somebody that's jogging, and to keep the performance really consistent. So drives are not only becoming bigger in terms of the amount of capacity we can put on them, they're also becoming much more adaptable to the situation they're in. And we're able to make drives of different sizes and drives that can be fully operative in environmental circumstances where a hard drive couldn't even dare go 3 or 4 years ago.
It's really fascinating. I know that they're going to be showing a lot of these at the CES show coming up in January. And if folks would like to maybe check some of these out on the website, or can they take a look and find out a little bit more about the new drives?
Absolutely. Once CES starts, they can go to Seagate.com. We'll have a link on our homepage to our CES site. And there people can go and look at photos. You'll be able to see some movies of how we actually tried to break one of our hard drives and we couldn't. That's going to be really something. I just saw the first clips of that. And we did our best. You know, we attached the drive and a device to the front forks of a motocross bike and just tried to destroy it. And it cracked the case, but the drive kept on working. You know, we attached it to the collar of a dog, you know, that's one of the Frisbee dogs, you know, going to get a Frisbee. The drive kept working. We even attached it to a jackhammer. And the drive continued to work. You'll be able to see pictures of our new products. You'll be able to read all about them. You'll be able to read about some of the new applications that hard drives are going into and some of the new cool products that are coming out using Seagate hard drives inside of them. So, and then, of course, if you're at the show, we'll be happy to take you around and show you some of the cool new ways that different companies and consumers are using hard drives today.
Okay. Rob Pate is the marketing director for Global Consumer Electronics in the hard drive division. It's been fascinating talking with you and seeing this drive. We'll have pictures up on PodTech. Also, check him out at Seagate.com. And we'll look forward to talking with you more at CES and actually, you know, experiencing some of the products themselves. Rob, it's been great talking with you on the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. We'll see you in Las Vegas.